I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Lately, instead of living up to my reputation as a bandit and a menace to society, I've been so altruistic in my excursions that I've decided to decorate myself with the Order of the Mug. With palms. Musing thus, I began to cast around for a real paying victim. And then the revolving bookcase went into action, and Barbara Faversham entered from her flat, come agitation, come hurry.
Look at this paper, Rowley.
Cuttings from an evening journal, which is always sensational.
The agony column.
The thriller fiction beloved by frustrated females.
Don't be so superior. I read it and I'm not.
A frustrated female? All right. What's in the agony column that intrigues you?
This bar. Look at it, please. Read it.
Okay, I will. H.W., do you love your daughter, Grace? Bellew. That all?
Yes, for that one. That's 3 days ago. Now read this one.
Answer, H.W., you are jeopardizing your daughter's life by silence. You know, this reminds me of The Silver King, or A Girl's Crossroads, drama rampant. Next, please.
H.W., no answer. Grace will leave you in 24 hours. After that, you will answer, or she will suffer. Bellew.
What about H.W. has done in his spare time, and who Grace can be?
So, you're interested at last.
Well, I...
Roland Fletcher, you're going to be very interested in that shortly. I know Grace.
How on earth can you say that? There are hundreds of Graces around. Disgrace, good gracious, Grace before meals.
Oh, this is urgent. Do be serious for a moment. I used to have a friend, Grace Warren.
Mm-hmm.
She is the daughter of Howard Warren.
Yes, yes.
Oh, bless me, how very obtuse you can be. Howard Warren, H.W., daughter Grace, danger. Now do you understand?
I think I've got a glimmering, but proceed slowly. Do remember my mental reflexes have become a little sluggish.
All right, then. H.W. is threatened with something. Unless he takes steps to answer these hints in the agony column, they...
Who's they?
They'll do something to injure Grace and thus force him to... And I don't know who they is.
Fairly logical surmise, although a little fragile. All right, I see you have another cutting. What does that say?
It says, you have ignored warnings. This is your last chance. This is an instruction. Go to Pillarbox, corner of Treadle Street and Morley Street, Notting Hill. Pretend to post a letter. You will be accosted. Then follow the person who speaks. Do all this and Grace will remain safe.
Crikey. This is a real how-do-do.
Then you'll do something?
Oh, I suppose so. But I do wish I could get on to a nice easy robbery. Here I go again. No profit except a possible poke in the eye.
How do you propose to go about it?
But don't bully me. There's one thing I do know. Your H.W. mustn't keep that appointment.
But Grace...
Grace is not yet on the scene. No, H.W. can't keep that appointment.
Well...
I'll persuade him to let me keep it for him.
I knew you'd do something.
You knew I had a real talent for sticking my neck out. All right, when's the appointment for?
It says, Pillarbox, 10:30 p.m, 14th instant.
Bit jabers, that's tonight. Well, first I'll pay a call on H.W.
Mr. Howard Warren. Rowley, he was a grand friend of Dad's. Did his utmost at the trial to help. It wasn't his fault that Dad was convicted.
Good for him. Now, give me the cuttings, address of H.W., and stand by for a call from me later. I've got to persuade Mr. Warren to let me do the necessary. See you anon. Good evening.
Who the deuce are you?
Pardon the intrusion, Mr. Warren. Your French window stood invitingly open, thus I entered unannounced.
And masked. Believe me, I'm not the man to be scared by mere burglars.
Believe me, I really cannot be classed as a mere burglar. However, to cut matters short, I'm not any sort of a burglar.
Well, you jolly well look like one.
Dear, dear, you've been reading the comics.
Now, look here.
Hold your horses. I've been sent here by a lady, a great friend of your daughter, Grace.
What?
It's true. But if you won't take my word, let me just mention one name. Faversham.
Brian Faversham. What is all this?
I mention that unfortunate gentleman merely as a sort of credential. You see, I am intimately acquainted with his story and your brave efforts on his behalf.
Well, I'm...
Jiggered? Nonplussed? But seriously, sir, a certain party showed me these cuttings. Have you seen them?
Yes, I have.
And what do you propose to do about them?
I really don't know. At first I ignored them, then I confessed to being a bit worried. There's an appointment for tonight, 10:30.
Which you mustn't keep, sir.
Mustn't?
That's what I said. Listen, you follow this stranger as directed.
That's what I intended to do.
And where will that take you? You don't know. Neither do I.
Well, the only way is to go.
But supposing you do? Supposing this is a trap for you? You obligingly fall into it, and such protection as you are to Miss Grace is removed. Now tell me, what good have you done?
Yes, I didn't think of that. By Jove, you've got something.
I'm glad you realize it.
What do you suggest? Wait a minute. I find myself consulting a masked stranger as if he were a friend. How do I know this is not a more subtle attack?
You are entitled to your doubts. And let me see if I can dispel them. One, you accepted my credentials that I'm representing a certain party vitally interested in Brian Faversham.
True, I did.
Two, I am suggesting you do not remove yourself from a position where you can protect your daughter. She's in, I take it.
Yes, she went up to her room 5 minutes ago. You've convinced me. What is the alternative?
Let me keep the appointment for you. It must lead somewhere, and, as I say, you'll be at home and in contact with your daughter.
I'll take your offer. I presume you'll let me know the result of your appointment?
Where it'll take me, I don't know. But as soon as I'm in a position to do so, I shall let you know somehow.
I suppose you wouldn't care to let me know who you are.
Regrets and all that, but I'd rather wait a little. I promise you that you'll have the opportunity later. Now, please be careful. Keep an eye on your daughter, and in the event of any trouble here, get in touch with an old friend of mine at the yard, one Chief Inspector Ford.
I will.
And don't sit in front of open French windows. Au revoir, Mr. Warren. Right on time, I think. 10:30 exactly. Corner of Treadle and Morley Streets. Well, what do you know about that? There isn't such a thing as a pillar box to be seen.
Talking to yourself, sir? But you were quite right about the pillar box. There certainly isn't one.
Well, don't tell me someone's pinched it.
It sufficed as a rendezvous. Your HW, I presume. I cannot see for the mask.
That's my own idea. And I'm here in response to your message. It was yours, I suppose?
It was my principles. My instructions are to guide you to him.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Definitely not. Please follow me. There's but a step.
If it's not a rude answer, who is your principal, as you call him?
I believe he's quite an old acquaintance of yours.
Oh, I see. Old friends. Right. Lead on, Macduff.
My name is McIntyre. And please observe a little silence.
Oh. What are we calling on? A church?
Quiet, please. We are now arrived. Down the area steps, please. After me.
Somehow, my friend, I'd rather go down the steps after you than in front. I don't like the look of this place at all. Proceed again.
Quiet now.
I tell you, I know nothing of my father's affairs.
Mm-hmm. The lady's presence.
Yes? Is that you, Mac?
Aye. With your visitor.
All right, hold it a minute. You, get in there. All right. Bring the visitor in, Mac. Well, Warren, glad to see you. So you... What's this? What's this mask idea? You're not Howard Warren? What are you doing here? You idiot, Mac. You've brought the wrong man.
Don't blame Mac too much. It was a natural mistake. Dark, you know, and I was going to post a letter in the pillar box at the corner of Treadle and Morley Streets, if there had been a pillar box there.
Stop being idiotic and explain this intrusion.
Intrusion? I rather resent that. Mac invited me here.
Mac is an imbecile. All right, remove that mask and explain yourself.
I can't remove the mask. Very inconvenient at the moment.
Mac, you'd better smack this gentleman down.
Mac will do nothing of the kind, because if he tries it, I'm afraid I should have to teach him a lesson, exactly like I had the pleasure of teaching him 2 or 3 years ago. Remember Peg Alley, Mac? Just before you got 6 months for strong arm stuff?
Then you're the swell who...
That's it, and you are Scotty Mac, thug, with about 8 jail terms behind you. The nice friends you have, sir.
That's enough. What do you want?
Nothing. Except, as the lady typist said, I've come in answer to the advertisement. Now, look here. Let's cut the fooling. What do you want with Howard Warren?
That's Warren's business.
I'm on Warren's business. What is the harm you threaten his daughter with?
If you only knew it, fella, you're poking your nose into something that'll cure your curiosity forever.
All right, I see I'm not welcome. You don't want me here, and I do realize that.
So little that if you don't get out quick, it'll be very much the worse for you. After all, there are two of us. There may have been a time when you gave Mac a licking. Maybe he'd like another chance at you.
Now, would that?
All right, possibly the two of you could down there. But before I go or invite your unwelcome attentions, tell me, why did you invite Mr. Howard Warren here? After all, I'm his temporary agent.
Warren will know in good time. He's refused to accept my hints in the press. Okay. Tell him this, mister. I still mean what I say. Let him beware of harm to his daughter. Now, get out and give him that message. Mac, open the door and escort our friend back the way he came.
No, I'm not going back up those area steps. You may have other thugs waiting. I'm going through this door.
I put your weight against it, Mac. Get him out. Come on.
A bolt. A lock. Good. Just in time.
Who are you?
I don't know for the moment. I'm either coming or going. Yeah, where did you spring from?
I've been in here for about a quarter of an hour, and I can't find a way out.
Never mind, Mac. They can't get away. Let up for a minute.
Hear that? Gives me a moment to breathe. Now, let's get this straight. Who are you? I think I heard your voice a while back. Then I heard this gentleman say, get in there. Was that you?
Yes. Then he slammed the door on me.
All right, go on. Why? Never mind why. Who are you?
Grace Warren.
What? Oh, my prophetic soul. By the bones of Beelzebub, what have you done?
Fletcher is now faced with a serious complication in his efforts to help Howard Warren, and thus starts another adventure of The Grey Goose.